Welcome, everybody, to the Dogman Underground podcast. And today I want to talk a little bit about the marketplace and truth in combat and all that kind of stuff. I'm just a normal dude who wanted to get some dogs and start a small little breeding program so that I could have my own dogs and train them in protection work. And I'm not claiming to be some master professional dog trainer or anything like that, but I am a competent dog trainer, and I'm someone who has now spent many years in this kind of new market of dog buying and dog training. And I've had nothing but a bitter taste in my mouth when it comes to the fraud and the dishonesty that I've found in the market. And I like to share that with people. I mean, right down to the, you know, if you think about it, I got into this and invested time and money in a specific line of Cane Corsos, a specific bloodline that later, a couple years later, come to find out is an absolute fraud and hoax. Just to give you an example of, and if you followed me, you've seen my journey, right? A lot of people got mad at me for publishing the Corso hoax because they have a lot of prior commitments, a lot of money invested. It doesn't mean that I wasn't correct. I am correct. Those dogs are a hoax. They are not Corsos, and the Mike Satilli story is a lie. Just as one example, some people are upset at me. Well, they are upset not because there's been a lie going on for 35 years, but because I said something about it and I was critical. And this place probably isn't for you. So once again, now the other thing is, has to do with training. There's all kinds of training methods out there. And when it comes to the protection dog world, one of the things that I learned and discovered is that there is massive deception and fraud going on in the protection dog world. Now, I'm not the only person, just to throw some names out there that agree with me. Mike Ritland, who, I mean, unquestionably is a professional and well-respected dog trainer, was one of the first people that I kind of listened to that was talking about, and he was putting forth the idea that something like 98% of the dogs that we see proclaiming to being protection work is not protection work, okay? So I just want to say that I'm not like some radical dude out here. There's a lot of this going on and a lot of professionals. One of the reasons I gravitated towards Gypsy was the first thing, and Gypsy's entire platform is bitching about fake protection dogs. That's what Gypsy does. He does it in general. He doesn't call out anybody in specific by name, but he pretty much has highlighted and built his platform calling these people out on how that is not real protection training. Okay, so there, just to toss out a couple of names of other people that are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. So what I am doing in my own pursuit of truth, I want to train my dogs correctly in protection, and I know there's a lot of other consumers out there that want to train their dogs in protection as well. And there's been a lot of money acquired through fraud. It's not clean money. It's not honest. So one of the things that I've been doing now is going through and really just two videos that had popped up and then I gave critiques of, showing that these are major failures of protection work. So the point of my criticism isn't personal. As a matter of fact, it really doesn't matter whose videos the videos are. And in fact, I did not know when they popped up into my feed, I didn't look and say, ooh, whose video is this? I looked at the title of what they were purporting to be doing there, and then I watched the video, and I said, oh, wow. And in both of these cases, I said, wow, these are really, really bad examples. These are fantasy protection, okay? Now, as it turned out, the one video was from Ivan, I don't remember what his last name is, more than competent, world champion dog trainer. He's won titles, all kinds of stuff like that. I didn't know it was his video. And you know what? It really doesn't matter if it's his video. Just because it's his video doesn't mean my critique is wrong. This is what's odd. So the other video, and probably even more of a culprit in fantasy protection dog training, is this guy Hans. And a video showed up in a short. And again, I didn't know it was Hans's video. I've never seen Hans train a dog. He's always got somebody else. I don't know whose dogs they are. Whatever the case may be. Video pops up. And again, it's another one supposedly defending against two attackers. And I'm horrified by what I see because it's another fantasy. This one's a real, real knockout fantasy, as a matter of fact. So I critique the video, showing exactly, the video's below, you can watch it for yourself, showing play-by-play exactly what is wrong with the video. So it's interesting, somebody came into the comments. A lot of people are, again, they're upset that I'm criticizing. Okay, which is odd. It's odd that you get to criticize me, and it's okay for you to criticize my criticism. I'm wrong for criticizing, but you're okay for criticizing. I'm trying to figure this all out. See, so because the motivation of my criticism isn't to hurt anybody. It's to find the truth so that people don't get hurt, so people don't waste their money. I've spent a lot of money on training courses out there that were a waste of money, absolute waste of money. I've always promoted Mike Ritland's website because that's the best real deal out there for $99 a year. You can't beat it. So here's Hans. He pops up. He got $800 videos. $800. And here's an example of an absolute disaster when it comes to real protection work. And so it's interesting. Someone comes in and says, I would agree with you, except Hans is more credible than most. And this is a very interesting, this is the problem with our world today. And I'm not trying to be picking on that particular person. But this is the main ingredient for every despot, every cult leader, blind obedience to authority. It's a fundamental principle of Christianity and most religions. And most totalitarian regimes have an ethic of thou shalt not think for thyself. And the Bible said so, so that's the way it is. Because what we're actually witnessing in this comment, the person sees exactly what I'm saying. This is the power of fantasy in the human mind and people that want to live in mythology is really, really strong. And I think this comment is telling because my critique of this video is dead on. And it doesn't matter whose video it is. It's dead on. That is fantasy, purely fantasy. And this person sees it because I pointed it out, and yet they won't accept it. Isn't it amazing? And this is part of the human condition. People do this all the time. And but my criticism isn't just to criticize. Whereas you'll notice a lot of the people that criticize me, it's often, well, as a matter of fact, the reason I even brought this back up is Hans came in again with snide comments. So I approached Hans and with the critique. And asked him if he would explain. And he came in, and you can see the comment. I screen captured it. He said that my question was beneath him, which is the typical answer of every high priest and every despot that has ever lived. They don't have an answer. They can't defend. So they employ all these other things. They derail into other topics, personal insults and attacks and all that other kind of stuff to deflect away from the criticism. But I'm here to tell you, the emperor is not wearing any clothes. I don't care how much golden thread the king gave the weavers. and I hope some people can appreciate that because I sure have wasted a lot of money in this dog world. And there's a lot of fraud, a lot of mythology, and a lot of fantasy. And someone's going to get hurt. Outside of the money, somebody's going to get hurt with this stuff. So you guys be the judge there. And there's the video below that I'm talking about. And look for this kind of stuff because we want real protection.